Country Club FM.
The time has come for yet another Bob Almanac.
Have we gone to strictly the bell now?
I've gotten really lazy.
Okay.
Except for on Friday, we'll bring out the train whistle.
Oh, nice.
But I got tired of reaching 2 feet to my right. And I was tired of disinfecting them because you don't know who's using them off hours.
Well, yeah,
that's
true.
A treasure trove of musical instruments and noisemakers and things.
Yes, it is.
I mean, any person, any young person or person who's young at heart would be digging in there making noise and playing music. So this day, Thursday, April 30th, last day of the month, 121 in. We have 245 days left. This date, 1789, George Washington inaugurated. He took office as our first president of the United States. Again, he was a reluctant president. Really didn't want to do it.
No.
And he wanted to make sure that he was president, not king.
Right.
He did not want power to the point where people were treating him like a monarch. Because they had just fought against that.
Yes, good for him.
Right, way to go, George Washington. He set the two-term tradition before many, many, many years later it became, of course, an amendment. He moved into the Franklin House. They were in New York and then Philadelphia later on. In his, he never did stay in Washington, the city that bore his name. 1900 on this date.
Casey Jones
climbed in a cabin.
Casey Jones.
Orders in his hand.
Casey Jones.
Leaning out the window. Taking a trip to the promised land.
Casey Jones wearing the striped hat.
Mm-hmm.
All that's what you had to wear. If you're an engineer, you had the striped hat on.
Yeah, it was a must.
You had that striped hat with the blue kind of gray. So this is the date that Casey Jones was killed. I think it's Mississippi, wasn't it? Somewhere in Mississippi, trying to save the runaway train, the Cannonball Express.
Yeah, I believe so.
It was going too fast. They were behind schedule. They were pushing the envelope. They were on a curve and just too fast for the curve. He knew they were going to be too fast, so he got everybody off the train. He stayed on the train to make sure everybody could get off, and he perished. And
he went down with the ship.
And now he's a legend. They talk about him. They sing songs about him. They tell stories about him. Casey Jones. We all know his name.
Yes. And he had a fine lunch with Casey program.
Sure he did. 1938.
Go get him, Zero. Get that
The character that would eventually become Bugs Bunny. Happy Rabbit made its debut on this date in Porky's Hare Hunt. So every one of the Warner Brothers characters apparently makes their debut in a cartoon about Porky out there hunting. I didn't know he was that good at shooting guns, to be honest.
Well, I don't. If you watch the show, I don't think he was very good.
He never was. So you had Porky's Duck Hunt. That was Daffy Duck. Right. And then you had the Mouse Hunt. That was Speedy Gonzalez. The Rooster Hunt, that was Foghorn Leghorn. And then Porky's Manhunt, that was Elmer Fudd. He was actually shooting man. And you remember our former governor.
Right.
He would go on to say that's the ultimate hunt of all time. You're hunting man.
Right.
And Porky Pig was doing that, thankfully for us, but maybe not so thankful for Bugs Bunny. He never did shoot Elmer Fudd.
No.
He was hunting him, but he never got him. That was in 38. 39, Lou Gehrig played his last game on this date. It was an MLB record, 2,130 consecutive days. Of course, ALS had started to set in, and that had been affecting his performance. It would be later on July 4th of that same year, 39, he would give his famous "I'm the luckiest man on the face of the earth" speech. You remember that speech.
Vividly.
So that was in 39. Newsreel from 45.
Outside Hitler's air raid shelter at the Chancellery is the spot where the bodies of Hitler and his alleged wife, Eva Braun, were said to have been burned. An SS man says he saw the bodies soaked in petrol and watched them burn.
Are they going to believe the SS guy, though? From Hitler's own police? There are some people believe that he actually staged his death and they escaped.
Yeah,
in
exile.
Some submarine out Argentina or Brazil or somewhere. There's a show on one of the history networks or whatever. Their whole show is centered on that fact, trying to find Hitler. Even to this date. And he did marry Eva Braun the day before they committed suicide on this date. That is the understood history.
Right.
That is what is accepted, that Hitler committed suicide along with his wife. Again, the Red Army was closing in. Writing on the wall.
That writing was over.
Was it in German or Russian? I don't know. But the writing was on the wall. And then we've been talking about Hirohito. And I looked that up. I wanted to know how and why. What was the real reason why Hirohito, Emperor Hirohito, leader of the Japan and Japanese people during World War II, how did he avoid being prosecuted for war crimes and being executed? So this is what happened. He wasn't really telling the military what to do, but it sounds like he knew what was going on. He knew what his troops were doing. He knew what his premier was doing. He knew what those people were doing. But it was actually the United States' idea. It was Douglas MacArthur, because, you know, you had the Red Menace. You had communism that was hovering over this whole thing. So we were settling World War II, but at the same time, we were worried about communism jumping in. We were worried about the Russians jumping into these places that are now devastated, like Japan. So it was Douglas MacArthur's idea to keep Hirohito in power, from what I read, so the Soviets wouldn't be able to jump in there and make Japan communist.
Okay.
So that was kind of the U.S.'s idea. And then, of course, Japan became an ally of ours just like that. Right?
Right.
I mean, they loved American stuff eventually.
Yeah, very shortly thereafter.
So, and they gave us then Godzilla later on, which was really nice of them, too. So a 47 Boulder Dam in Nevada was named a Hoover. Finally, something good for Herbert Hoover.
Yeah.
I mean, throw the man a bone.
Been maligned a little bit.
Get something nice to be named after Hoover, after Mr. Hoover, and the Hoover Dam worked pretty well for me.
Yeah.
You know, the other things that were named after him were the Hoovervilles. The right. Homeless little shanty towns that popped up during the Depression.
Right.
So that was in 47. 50,
vacuum cleaners?
52. Nope.
Okay. Different
What's
Hoover.
New, Hasbro? Mr. and Mrs. Potato Head with their own cars and trailers. That's
nice.
What's new. See, Mr. Potato Head has a car and boat trailer. And there's a car and shopping trailer for his wife, Mrs.
So the first ever toy commercial aired on this date. Mr. Potato Head became the first toy to be advertised on network television. That's an actual Mr. Potato vintage commercial.
Nice.
So are you old enough to remember playing with Mr. Potato Head with the real potato?
Yes, potato.
Using the real potato,
yes,
using a real tuber.
Yeah. They gave you just the little plastic nose and eyes and ears and, you know, mustache. And
why did they go away with that? Was it the Great Potato Famine of 1963? Why did we go away from playing with actual potatoes?
I guess that was probably
it was a contradiction is what it was, Neil. Parents kept telling kids not to play with their food, and then here's Hasbro telling kids to play with their food. So that was probably
mixed
it, right?
Mixed message.
Yeah, that was in 52.
I couldn't sleep at all last night.
In 1961, this song released by Bobby Lewis. It's a peppy song, one of my favorite oldies of the 60s. I heard the milkman at the door. Billboard Song of the Year in 61, released on this date in 61 and 76. Bruce Springsteen on this date in 76 was in Memphis, and later on at a concert, he tells us what he was doing in Memphis.
And I jumped up over the wall, got down on the other side, and I started running up the driveway towards the front door. I don't know what I was planning on saying or doing. But just as I got there, I started to knock, and a guard came out of the woods and asked me what I wanted. I said, "Geez, Elvis home?"
Is Elvis home? Is Elvis home? Can I talk to Elvis? Bruce Springsteen climbs the wall at Graceland and wanted to meet Elvis Presley. I don't think he did.
It might not have been the wisest decision.
Well, he was running out of time because Elvis would be dead in 77. So
right.
I don't know if Bruce Springsteen ever did meet Elvis. That might be something we can look into. So on this date in 1988, Pink Floyd's Dark Side of the Moon fell out of the Billboard 200 album chart for the first time in 725 weeks. You do the math there, that's like 13 or 14 years.
Wow.
That's a long time to be on that album chart. It was a good album, that's why.
Iconic.
They sold some records. 1988. 1992, more music news. Madonna's bustier was stolen from Fredericks of Hollywood. A $1,000 reward was offered. First thing they did is search all the drag queen bars.
Sure.
And lo and behold, the first one they checked.
That's where it was.
There's a 6'5" drag queen wearing Madonna's bustier. This date, 1992. Let's go to 93.
While television coverage was focusing on a picture of Celis's opponent, Celis was stabbed in the back and she can be heard crying out in pain.
I'll be honest, guess. I can't tell if that's her screaming from a stab or she just served the ball.
Right, she
Monica
does.
Sellish,
she was noisy.
She was a big-time grunter, so I think that's one of the reasons why people hesitated to go to her age. That they thought they were just she was just practicing. No, this is horrible.
It was terrible.
It was a Steffi Graf fan, wanted Steffi Graf to be the number one player. Monica Sellers at the time was the number one player, so this guy just came from behind and stabbed her. Yeah. She a full recovery, but certainly she was constantly looking behind. Yeah. Turning her head quickly, you just never know. And this changed the way that they do security at sports forever.
I believe
from this point on, security guards can't watch the game anymore. They turned around and are looking up
at the crowd.
Yeah. Before that, they never did. Before that, the security guards would be facing towards
the
field of play,
yeah,
towards the action. And after this, they got flipped around, turned around, and they've got their back to the action now, which can be a problem if an errant puck comes in or a basketball, right, or whatnot.
Baseball.
So that was, thank you. Any other sporting goods you want to mention?
Those
there?
Are the ones.
So that was 1993, and then 2 years ago.
According to the Daily Mail, Malaysian scientists decided to name a newly discovered type of water beetle after the UN ambassador. The beetle is now known as Grovelinus Leonardo DiCaprioi.
Leonardo DiCaprio got his name on a beetle. I hope it was a dung beetle, to be honest. But it's a new beetle species. You know, the rich just keep getting richer.
I guess.
So a good way to go there, Mr. Leonardo. Do you know who Leonardo DiCaprio is?
Yeah.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Birthdays now today.
You don't know what it's like having 10 people in your living room night after night talking about you in Swedish. Phyllis, if you don't understand Swedish, how do you know they're all talking about you? Mary, you don't have to understand Swedish when someone stares at you, shakes his head, and says, "Gott, Elf and Lars."
Phyllis from the Mary Tyler Moore Show. Cloris Leachman is still with us.
That's awesome.
She is 94. She was acting right well into her 90s and still might be doing some here today.
Right.
But she had to mind her cleavage on Dancing with the Stars. She's 94. Pauly from the Rocky movies.
You requested this dumb location?
Yeah.
What? You planning to grow reindeer or something?
Rocky IV, if you're going to fight Drago, the only place to train is up somewhere where it's snowy and icy. You remember Pauly?
Sure.
All right, Bert
Young. He was also in that Rodney Dangerfield movie, I think.
Easy Money?
Back to School.
Oh, Back to School.
Yeah.
Bert Young is 80 today. Isaiah Thomas, Zeke, 59.
Pretty good
if you're
player.
Watching the Michael Jordan documentary on ESPN, they still don't like each other. Isaiah Thomas and Michael Jordan do not like each other. It stems from the time when the Bulls beat the Pistons in the playoffs and the Pistons walked off the floor with 7 seconds left. The starters just left. Lambeer, Rodman, Sally, everybody, Aguirre, they all just walked
Thomas.
Right off the court. And, yeah, that's who we're talking about.
Yeah.
Isaiah Thomas, 59, and now we know why he wasn't on the first Dream Team.
Mike probably nixed him.
Exactly. Yeah. He said, if you're going to have Isaiah, I'm not going to be on that team. Could you imagine that? With Isaiah, they probably still would have won.
Yeah, I think so.
They would have been. They would have beat Angola only by 70 instead of 80. Let's be honest. But it still would have been a dream team, but it wouldn't have been as dreamy.
Right.
It would have been less dreamier.
Yes.
So Isaiah Thomas is 59.
I've got the power!
Neil, do you have the power?
I don't.
You have
actually.
Less power
yeah,
these days,
less,
but that's why you're going to Med Studio.
Yeah.
You're trying to find the power.
Right.
This was a snap, and usually with our rapper of the day, we don't have audio, but this is old school, actually.
Yes, it is.
From 1990, Snap, rapper Turbo B is, I really hope he's still alive. Actually, I did look it up. He's still alive. So he's 53 today.
Oh, the way I feel for you is so complicated.
Country singer Carolyn Don Johnson had a couple of top 10 hits. This is Complicated, and Neil,
love it.
I took it upon myself to put her other top 10 hit into your Bobathon.
I hope
you don't mind.
No, that's good.
She's 49 today. Let's go to the Big Bang Theory boys.
Will kicked me out of his D&D game.
You were in Will's D&D game?
With William Shatner?
And you didn't tell us?
I'm sorry. Will maybe promised not to.
I thought we were friends.
Oh, come on. You guys would do the same thing.
No, we wouldn't. I told you when I was in spin class with Scarlett Johansson.
It didn't even turn out to be Scarlett Johansson.
But that's her fault, not mine.
two of the four boys from, and Neil's not laughing. You just don't get that humor, do you? Big Bang Theory.
No. I'm sure it's funny stuff. It's clever.
It is. It's very good. You need to expand your universe. Mm-hmm. This would have been a great time to watch Big Bang Theory. Mm-hmm. You should have really...
I'll get on it.
You really should have binged it. But Johnny Galecki and Kunal Nayar, two of the four boys from the Big Bang Theory show. Johnny Galecki was Leonard, and Kunal was Rajesh. Raj, mm-hmm. 45 and 39, respectively, here today. I know you're a big fan of the Spider-Man movie, the first one with Tobey Maguire.
Love it. Just watched it.
You have a knack for getting in trouble.
You have a knack for saving my life. I think I have a superhero stalker.
I was in the neighborhood.
So good.
You are amazing.
Spider-Man is about to kiss the girl. Kirsten Dunst is 38.
One of the top kisses in movie history.
That's what they say. Yeah. It's right up there with when Kermit kissed Miss Piggy
right.
in Great Muppet Caper.
Yeah.
Who are you? The lasso of Hestia compels you to reveal the truth. Now, who are you?
Wonder Woman, another superhero. Gal Gadot is 35
attractive.
Today. Oh. Yeah, I mean, she's right up there with Linda Carter.
Right.
I think they picked wisely.
I would say
when
yes.
When they picked the new Wonder Woman, she's 35. New one coming out, too. They got a new one.
Yeah.
It's been delayed, the release date, but they have a new one coming out where she's in the 80s.
Uh-huh.
Not in the 80s as far as age.
Right.
Although, of course, she's immortal, so she's much older than that already.
Right.
As an Amazonian. But
Wonder Woman 1984.
1984, that's okay. Right.
Gone but not forgotten, we start with Emmy Award-winning actress Eve Arden.
And I want to see all of you students out there with plenty of support for Coach Calhoun and the Rydell Rangers. If you can't be an athlete, be an athletic supporter.
She was the principal on Grease.
One of the great lines. She won Emmy for her work on the program Our Miss Brooks. Eve Arden, born on this day, 1908. He was Grandpa on the Munsters, Al Lewis.
This one really likes me. He's asked to see me again.
Of course. That stuff never fails.
What stuff?
Oh, just a little something I put in your oatmeal this morning. Love potion makes you irresistible.
But, Grandpa, I didn't have any oatmeal today.
Well, don't worry. I'll mix up a mother.
I don't think Marilyn needed any help to be irresistible.
No, very, very attractive.
And I think Herman was the one who ended up eating her oatmeal.
Mm.
So then Herman goes to work at the mortuary, and the women there are just buzzing around him.
That's a great episode. Right.
They have Bolt Envy.
Al Lewis played Grandpa. He was born on this day, 1923. He lived for a long time, too. He lived, I think, well into his
90s. Right, but he's one of those guys like Abe Vigoda who seemed old when they were young.
Yes, that is true, too. I remember Gary Collins.
Today, Triathlon Champ tells how she beat death. Fashions for the mature woman. Fertility facts after age 35. And our Woman of the Hour TV favorite, Ann B. Davis.
That's an episode I want to watch.
Wow.
Alice from Brady Bunch on Our Magazine.
That is big. That is Gary Collins. He was an actor as well. Born Free and some other things. Born on this day, 1938. Jill Clayburgh was born on this day in 1944. I remember her with Burt Reynolds in Semi-Tough, good football movie. And that's it. That's all I got. They are all gone, but not forgotten.
How dare your staff forget Bobby V. Kind of a local guy.
Yeah, heads are going to roll now.
Moorhead filled in for Buddy Holly the day the music died up
yes.
at Fargo Moorhead when
yep.
he was 15 and then lived in St. Cloud, did jingles and things. Died in Rogers. I think at the Wellstead of Rogers, to be honest, is where he was staying when we lost him just 3 or 4 years ago.
And now he has his kids and doing a show.
Perfect.
A tribute show. So Bobby V, what year?
1943.
And now they're all.
Bouncy, bouncy. Sing with me. Bouncy, bouncy. Would you like to start a Bobathon with Tim McGraw? Something like that. Mm-hmm. Lee Greenwood holding a good hand. Or Pam Tillis, maybe. It was Memphis.
I'll go Tim McGraw today.
KDDG Albany. KDDG HD1 Albany St. Cloud. KBGY Faribault.